horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But, say but, God can. Do you know God can? And He's in the process right now of building the body, building His kingdom, establishing folks and raising them up and saying, guess what? I've got the stuff. Jesus is telling us today, He's got the stuff that'll hold us together. He's got the ability. He's got the Holy Spirit that brings us into a completeness, into an understanding of what we are and who we are, say, in Christ. Well, last week I talked about a little bit of why do we go through crisis? And what the statement was, is if you're going through crisis, God's building and establishing you, and He's working inside of you a new thing, and He's bringing us to a place of, guess what? You might fall off the wall and you might get cracked up, but God says, I got a plan. I got a purpose for you, and I'm designing and I'm doing stuff, and I'm bringing you through these crises so that you learn, say learn, how to overcome and how to be an overcomer. Many of us are just living life and we're just going through trials and errors. Have you been through a few trials? Have you been through a few errors? And sometimes we go through error after error after error. We just kind of keep missing our mark. We're not doing what we know we're called to do or be. Some of us don't realize that we're living out the life of sort of like the prodigal son. We're out there doing our own thing. But God's got a calling. Say a calling. He's got a calling and He's bringing people home again. He's bringing people back to a place of understanding that you might be Humpty, but you're not Dumpy. The prodigal son, and it's a familiar story, and he had a lot of things going on in his life, but he finally came to his senses. I mean, any of y'all ever starting to come to your senses? It's sort of like that statement when they talk about drinking the V8. Huh? Really? I could have had it. Could have got it right, huh? Have you ever come to your senses yet? Have you come to your senses yet, or are we still looking around for the world to give us our answers? Are we still trying to figure out that maybe this person's got the right answer, maybe that person's got the right answer? If I just listen to this, if I just hear that, then I'll get it all right. I'm here to tell you, until we surrender, say surrender to our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to look for a long time. We'll try this and we'll try that of no avail. We'll do a lot of things, and I'm here to tell you that God is on the throne. He reigns forevermore. He's an awesome God, and He's saying, guess what? He either is who He said He is, which He said He was the Son of God, or this is what I like to say, He's a lunatic. If God is God, then He's God. And if He's not, then what are we doing here? We should go ahead and do something else, because I'm here to tell you that what I know and what I read in my scripture, what I believe, is that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Almighty God. He's the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's behind us and He's before us. He is God. And there is no other. Oh, there's a lot of people trying to raise flags and say, oh, but look this way and go right, we can get there from here. The Bible says that there's only one way, and it's through Jesus Christ. Are we waiting for the king's men to come back and help put us back together? Are we waiting for some government officials to come help put life back together for us? Most of us are filled or not filled. We have the void in our life. We have a lot of things and stuff floating around in our life. And we fill ourselves up with a bunch of toys. We fill our lives up with drugs. We fill our lives up with alcohol. We fill our lives up with sex. We fill our lives up with being good. We fill our lives up with trying this church, trying this religion, trying that religion. And I'm here to tell you, oh, but there's only one Jesus. There's only one. There's different kinds of religions. There's different kinds of stuff going out there. Oh, there's people trying to be politically correct and not offend anybody. And you're still struggling. You're still worried about stuff. And I'm here to tell you that you'll have no peace and you'll be in pieces like Humpty Dumpty. He was broken into pieces. Oh, there's lots of times in our lives. Well, you can go through all of those trials and all those tribulations and have all of these things going in your life. And sometimes you might even have a little fun along the journey. Hallelujah. Say amen. Oh, you might have a little fun, but here I'm here to tell you that there's a quiet time. There's a time where there's nobody else around. There's a time where there's an emptiness and the void that we have in our life. That's a darkness that we're trying to find Jesus. We're just trying to find our way in life. And in those quiet times, who do we call on? Who do we call on? Oh my. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the answer. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 15, "And in those times there was no peace." Sometimes we have no peace in our life. "And there was one who goes out and one who come in. But that great turmoil was on all of the inhabitants of the land. So the nations was destroyed by nations and city by city." Does that sound like many of us today? We're going around trying to find stuff and we're seeing destruction and problems and turmoil everywhere you look. Every time you turn on your TV, there's another explosion. There's another gunfire. There's another killing. There's another tragedy. There's another. Say another. Oh, there's stuff all over the world. And I just it's sad to me when I hear people say, "Well, it's getting worse than it ever was." Have you read your Bible? Did you realize how bad it used to be? It was much worse than what we're seeing today. And I'm here to tell you that there's coming a day right now. There's coming. I hate to say this, but I've just got to face the facts. If you look at the signs, if you look at what's going to happen in the next couple of years, do you realize that if you thought last political season was terrible, this one's going to be worse? And you're going to have friends dividing. You're going to have families dividing. You're going to see anger and frustration and turmoil and people getting mad at each other and offended. Heaven forbid. We might offend somebody if we say the wrong words. Unbelievable. As Christians, we got to get over this offense stuff. I got a kick out of Cheryl King this morning. She kind of was teasing me and she says, "Well, you didn't hug me. I'm offended." I was like, "Get over it." But at the same time, I was just teasing with her and I let you know right now, if you're offended, hey, guess what? This is the word of the Lord. Ready? Get over it. Quit trying to look for an offense. People are walking around today. Offend me. Please offend me so I can be offended. Get over it. Get over it. Look at your neighbor right now. Say, get over it. So when the devil, not if, when the devil comes in and he says, "Oh, you should be offended by that," you look at him and say, "Get over it, buddy." You lose. I win. Say, I win. We need to learn how to be victorious over these situations. Can you be offended if you want to be? I promise you right now, if you're looking for an offense, you will find one. I guarantee you. If you're looking for one, you will find one. Get over it. Get over it. Let Jesus, let the blood, say blood. Let the blood of Jesus wash you clean, white as snow. Do you know Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And sooner or later, you're going to have to come to the realization of those people that are trying to offend you. They know not what they're doing. Oh, you might think they are, but they're not. They really don't know what they're doing. Because if they did, just like Jesus said, if they would have known, they would have never crucified the Lord. Because that was the plan. Does it sound like we're going through some situations? Are you going through some? Watch what the scripture says right after this. It says, "And God troubled them with every adversity." And God troubled them? What? God troubled them with every adversity? What? Wait a minute. I thought everybody said, "But God is good." And I thought they said that God is good all the time. He is. But sometimes we're not. Say, I'm not. Uh-oh. See, we're not. But again, they've got to listen to what the scripture. It does not translate that all good things are going to happen to you. Although, when you love Jesus, what's he doing? He's working. Watch this, what the scripture says. It's Romans 8:28. He says, watch this. "And we know," say, "I know." In case you didn't know, now you do. "I know that all things work together." All things do what? Work together for good. For those who, come on, say that word for me. Come on. Do we love God? Then in the process of knowing that we love God, then God is working on us. Say me. So when you realize you're offended, stop it. Say, I'm not going to get offended anymore. I'm not going to allow offenses to come in. I'm going to do like Jesus did because I'm supposed to be what? Christ-like. So if I'm Christ-like, what do I need to do? Forgive them for they... Oh, come on. We're fixing to move up to another realm if you realize it. Do you realize that God's bringing you from this realm to this? He's making it. He's bringing clarity to your eyes and to your mind. You'll no longer be walking. Say walking. In darkness. When we put on Jesus Christ, when we put on the blood, when we put on the life of Christ, we learn to walk in newness. Say newness. And when the old man starts rising up and saying, well, I just don't think. Wait a minute, old man, you got to die. It's got to die. The old man's got to die and we're going to have it. But it's not unto death because we're going to rise again like Lazarus did. Amen. And walk in newness of life. Walk in the Spirit. And you won't feel the lust of the flesh, the Bible says. Walk in the Spirit. And you won't fulfill the desires of the flesh. How many of you know a lot of times we like to fulfill the desires of our flesh? Huh? Come on. I'm just being real. What? God wants to deliver you from the bondages of sin, death, and hell. He wants us to live life and live it more abundantly. God's working out all kind of things for you. Do you know God's at work? Do you know He's manipulating and going through situations and that like we're walking this way and if there's a blockade coming, God says, wait a minute. We were talking to Murray the other day and we were talking about how many times do you get frustrated because you may have had a flat tire, a red light, or a cashier slowing you up because you was in a rush. How many of you did not realize that maybe, just maybe, God's slowing you up so that you don't end up in trouble over there? What? You see how our perspective can change when we realize that God is in control and we're not. I don't have to be anywhere on a certain specific time. I'm on my journey that way. But if God directs me another way, guess what? Okay, God, we're going this way. Let's see. I love Brother Ron used to say this all the time. He said, let's just see what God will do. Let's just see how God's going to get me out of this one. Anybody ever say that? Let's see what God's going to do to get us out of this. God is at work. Again, God is teaching us how to become an overcomer. Are you ready to be an overcomer? Anybody ready to be an overcomer? Come on. You ready to be an overcomer? Learn how to love one another. Learn how to love one another. Amen? Don't get caught up into this frustration, aggravation. I just don't like it when they do. Get over it. Say, get over it. Come on, Jesus. Say, come on, Jesus. Do you know that we need to learn things? Anybody know that you got to learn some things? And along our journey, we get hard-headed. Nobody here, though. How do we apply? Say apply. How do we apply the Word of God to our lives each and every day? Do we allow ourselves to be saturated with the Word of God? So when, not if, but when the devil and the enemy comes in and tries to corrupt and bring destruction to your life, you can step right back into the Word of God and say, wait a minute, the Word of God says, and how many of you know that the Bible says that the Word of God will not return void, but it will accomplish what it was sent out to do. Anybody know that scripture? God is awesome and He's on the throne. And if we will allow ourselves to back up into the Word of God and apply, say apply, it works. It works. It'll work every time. If, say if, we'll apply it. How to it? Some of the biggest problem many of us have is we try to apply it the not the way it was designed to be. We try to twist it and make it say something that it didn't say. But I'm here to tell you, it's time, say it's time, for us to allow the Holy Spirit to be the interpreter and not us. Sometimes we try to interpret the Word to say what we want it to say. But I'm here to tell you that those days are over because many of us that are trying to do that, we're realizing it don't work. It don't work that way. But when we apply it the way it was written, when we apply it in the way it was sent out to be, it will accomplish what it was sent out to do. We have trouble on each side, and I'm here to tell you, nothing. Sometimes we go through situation after situation, and nothing's working out. Have you ever just kind of been going through the motions, and it's like, nothing's ever working for me? And we start whining and crying and frustrated because nothing ever works out. Everything's terrible. Well, if you were there, say it's time to turn the page and realize that you're trying to let the king's horses and the king's men put you back together again instead of Jesus. You're trying to allow things and people and stuff to put you back together. And I'm here to tell you, you will be dissatisfied. You won't get what you think you want. It won't be what God has in store for you. And I'm here to tell you right now that God has a whole lot more in store for you than you will ever have in store for yourself. A whole lot more. He wants to bless and encourage you. He wants to pour out healing into your body. He wants to bring revelation or inspiration into your heart and mind that you will see what Jesus truly is about. You having trouble? It's going to get worse if you don't seek after God and ask for His solution. So what's the solution? It's love. Say love. Love is the solution. We must learn how to love one another. Huh? Have you ever come to the realization that God wants us to love? Love? Love one another? You know, in the word love, power is coming. Power comes with the word love. Power is coming. Love gives us the power to overcome every, say every. Every situation. Watch this. The Bible says in First John chapter 4:20, if some say I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. What? See, sometimes we don't realize what the Bible says. Listen to what it just said. If someone says I love God, but I can't stand this guy, I hate this brother, then he is a liar. He don't really love God. Because if you love God, you're going to learn. Say learn. To love one another. Oh. He who does not love his brother whom he sees, how can he say he loves God whom he's not seen? Say learn. How many of you know we got to learn some things? Some of us really have to unlearn some things. I mean, I got to unlearn a few things. Say amen. And this is the commandments which I have for them, that they love one another. Watch this. That they love God. They must love their brethren also. It's called practicing. Say practicing. You see, because God looks at what? Our heart. He examines, he judges our heart. He looks to our heart. And if our heart is not pure, if our heart is not going for the right reason, if we're not loving somebody for the right reason, how many of you know sometimes it takes work to love some people? Anybody can agree with that? Say work. Say sometimes it's going to take a little work to love some people. That's where we got to decrease. Well, boy, I am getting some eyeballs right now. And I was like, I don't even want to repeat any of that, brother. Sometimes it's going to take some work on your point to love some people. You know why? Come on, listen. Because that's the part we need to get out of our life. Oh, you see, we're thinking it's them other people. But I'm here to tell you, it's a problem we have. Because if we got a problem with loving people, then guess who else we got a problem with? If we have a problem with loving other people, then we have a problem with God. Because God loves everybody. And he wishes that none, say none, would perish. But he wishes that all would come to the unity of faith. And you know what's really cool? God's got such a good sense of humor. Because what he does is he usually brings the kind of people you dislike in front of you all the time. Because God's saying, okay, let's see what you're going to do this time. Oh, you see what I'm saying? And you're wondering, why, God? Why did you keep sending these people to me? It's easy to love the easy, nice people, huh? But what about that jerk that you don't like? Uh-oh. Now God's working on you, say me. Now, come on. Say, God's working on me. Oh, some of y'all don't even want to say it. Oh, I ain't saying that. Listen to this. Matthew 22:36. Teacher, which is the great commandments of the law? Jesus said to them that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and that you love your... And this is the first and great commandment. And the second one is like it, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, I use that scripture all the time. Why do you keep bringing that up, brother? Because the Lord won't let me go. He's saying we got some folks that are struggling with the word love. We got some folks that are struggling with me, says the Lord. Uh-oh. Oh, are we struggling with God? Do we know if we have a problem with love, we having a problem with God? How many of you know you can't fix it? But God can. Because He's working all things out for good for those who love Him. Listen to this. 2 Timothy 3:16 says this. Watch. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and reproof and correction and instruction in righteousness. Many of the religious people want to take that and say, let me tell you what's your problem. They're going to use the Scripture to tell you what your problem is. I'm here to tell you, I use all the Scripture to judge me. And I think that's what we all should do. Use the Scripture to check out where I fall short, Lord. Instead of trying to look around and see who's not doing it right. Then the man, watch this, that the man of God might be, say might be, that the man of God might be complete. How many of you ready to start getting completed? There's some things that you've been doing over and over, say over, over and over again. And the Lord says, I'm working on you and I'm trying to bring you to a place of completeness. Watch this. What's the Scripture say? The next thing it says, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Are you thoroughly equipped? Do you know what you need today to get through? All you need is love. Wrong spirit. You need love. You need to get in focus with what God has in store for you. God's got some great things. Watch this. Luke 6:49 says this. But he who hears and does nothing. What? He who hears and does nothing is like a man who built his house without a foundation. What? How many of us are not building on a firm foundation? Again, which is streams against which the streams beat permanently, and immediately it fell, just like Humpty Dumpty. It wasn't built on a sure foundation, so it fell and ruined. And the ruin of that house was great. How many of you know people that used to love the Lord, and now they're just falling off and falling way off, and it's getting worse. And I'm here to tell you, not to scare you, just to warn you, just to let you know that this year, people are going to start either drawing closer to God or walking away from Him. People are going to start getting closer to God, or they're going to have to start going away because they can't take it. There you go. They can't take the pressure. You've got to decide what you're going to do. Are you making decisions that's going to affect your life? Yes, we are. We're making decisions right now that's going to affect our life. Watch this. What if we learn how to apply the Word of God? What if? Say what if. What if we learn how to apply the Word of God? What if we actually got joy, 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 joy down in our heart? Huh? Down in my heart, I got that joy, 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 joy. Where? Do you have some joy in your life? Man, I'm telling you, it's better than just that little happiness that we get every now and then. Then little periods of happiness. Because you know what? When I sit back at home at night, I sit back, I put my arm around my wife, and I said, man, God has been good to us. And she says, yes, He has. And there's peace in my heart. There's peace in my life. Because I rejoice in how good God is. There's joy in my heart. Man, do you know what He allowed me to do just this week? I got to drive a race car. I got to drive a Lamborghini. And I drove it as fast as I possibly would let me. I don't know about you, but I like that. Adam was trying to figure out, he got to drive a Porsche. And he says, I don't know. He goes, it was like 200, you know, this was the Christmas present Carol gave me for Christmas. Hallelujah. Thank you, sweetie. And Alan's trying to figure out whether it was cheaper to pay the ticket for speeding or go ahead and do the racetrack. But I figured I'm going to do the racetrack because anyway. But there's the joy that we can get in our heart. God's going to watch this. Listen, God's going to give you. Say, give me, Lord. He's going to give you what your heart's desire is. I got to drive a race car. But I didn't seek driving a race car. I enjoyed it, but I don't care if I ever drive another one. Because tonight, I'm going to put my arm around my wife and tell her again, do you know how good God is to us? And she goes, yes, He is. Blessed and highly favored of the Lord. You see, in there, each and every one of us can learn, say learn, to live that way. Too many of us are saddened
We're sad. We're living a sad life because we have not realized that the joy of the Lord could be your... The joy of the Lord. He wants to establish Himself in there. What if we learn, watch this, what if we learned how to love, truly love? Watch this. Luke chapter 6 and 47. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings, this is Jesus speaking, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings, watch it says, and does them. You see, because there's a lot of people that heard the word, but they're not doing anything about it. Well, yeah, that preacher did a good message. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and let's go do what we want to do now. Hallelujah. And then the peace, the love. I don't know about you, but when I go to church, I get revived. I get rejuvenated. I get excited about what God... And I watch so many people that as they're leaving the parking lot and they're driving down the road, you could see the... All of a sudden, the joy starts like leaking out, and all of a sudden, they start thinking about all of their problems again, and they start like, oh my gosh. And by the time they get home, like, God, how come I can't keep that joy? How come? Because we're not applying the word. We're not applying. Say applying. We got to apply it. If you don't apply it, it won't work. You'll leak out. It'll leak. You'll just leak out all over the floor. You'll have a mess. How many of you got messes? Don't raise your hand. Oh, my goodness. That says, whoever comes to me, if you come to the Lord, whoever hears my saying, do you hear a saying? Watch this. And does them. I will show him. I will show he is like. He is like a man who built his house, dug up the foundation on the rock. Say rock. And when the flood, and when, say when. Because they're coming. How many of you know the floods are coming? The problems are coming. The issues that you're dealing with are coming. When the flood arose and the stream beat permanently against the house and could not shake it. Have you been shaken? Have you been realized that God's doing something? He's shaking you. And I'm here to tell you, if you're planted on the rock, Christ Jesus, no matter, say no matter. No matter what you're going through, no matter what disease you end up with, no matter what's happening in your life, no matter, say no matter. No matter what happens, it won't shake your house because you built it on a rock. Because Jesus is your foundation. It doesn't matter whether we end up in problems and all kinds of situations because God is your Father. Jesus Christ is your Father. Do you follow him or do you just heard somebody preach some word somewhere that did something, woo-hoo, made a little emotional discouragement? How many of you know Jesus can make you whole again? Sadly, we don't realize that many of us today, and we're not built on that foundation. We haven't built on the rock, nor do they even want to be. Oh, I ain't going to that church stuff. There's holy rollers down there. They talked in tongues. I'm out of here. Don't get caught up in the looking around. How many of you know it's about time, say time, for us to allow the Holy Spirit to talk to our heart? Don't worry about what your brother's doing. Just go ahead and run after God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Watch what God wants to do in your life. And there's a lot of things floating around. There's a lot of stuff happening. But I'm here to tell you that everything you have will float away. Everything that you think's important now is probably going to put up in an attic and your kids are going to sell it on a garage sale. Everything that you think is got to have it now. Next year, you're not going to think the same way. I mean, if you know what I'm saying. You bought something thinking you had to have it, and then you're thinking, why did I buy this? Boy, do I ever not need this. Do you have a few things you don't need? One day, all things are floating away. It's fading away. The king's horses and the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But I'm here to tell you there's one who can. There's one who can. His name's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Have you heard the story of the prodigal son? I got the whole scriptures to read, and I'm not going to do it because if you heard the story, if you didn't, write this down. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. That's the whole story about the prodigal son. It goes through 24. But I'm here to tell you that once you've passed your point, once you've come to your senses, once you actually went, aha,
You're going to get some senses back into your mind and you're going to say, I don't want to do this. Say this. No more. Have you ever come to that point in your life where you don't want to do this no more? It doesn't please you. It doesn't make you happy. You thought it would, but it didn't. Now, I'm here to tell you that when you come to your senses, this is what he said. He said, I got to return back to my Father's house. Say Father's house. One of the most amazing things to me is we're reading the story. As you read the story, you're going to find out that the Father, every day the Father sat on the porch and said, maybe this is the day my son's going to return. Maybe this is the day. And the Father is looking for each and every one of us. The Father, God Almighty, is looking for each and every one of us to return. And it's so cool because he saw him from afar. He saw when the prodigal son changed his heart. He said, oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. Hallelujah! My son is coming back. I don't know about you, but it gets me excited to know that Jesus loved me so much that he's waiting for me. He's waiting. And the minute I turn around, he said, there he is. There he is. Come on. And he's cheering me on. And not only is he cheering me on, but as I drew closer to him, watch this. Here comes scripture. As I drew closer to him, what happened? When we draw close to God, he draws closer to us. Oh, Jesus is reaching out for you today. He's reaching out past all your circumstances, past all your problems, past all your fears, past all your worries. And he's saying, come on home, son. Come on home. I'm waiting for you. I've got something in store for you. Do we realize that nothing, absolutely nothing compares? Oh, you might think it will. Oh, you might try some other stuff. But absolutely nothing compares to what God has in store for those who love Him. I tell you what, just go ahead and start my song because I done lost where I'm at. But this will bring it back home. Come on, crank it up. Come on, crank it up. Up a little bit this morning. I also want to let you know that Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You never heard the gospel according to Humpty, did you? But, say but, Jesus did. Hallelujah. Oh! Lord a hand? How many of you know God is breaking some chains right now? He's setting some folks free. There's some things going on in our life that we're struggling with, that we're worried about. And the Lord says, today's the day that I'm going to set you free. Will you surrender it? Will you give it to me, says the Lord. Surrender, oh God, afresh right now, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your word tells us, oh Lord, to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. Today, Lord, we renew. We renew our vows. Lord, we repent, oh God, for where we've fallen short. Lord, we run a run after you today, Jesus. Your word says to love you, oh God. We do love you, Lord. Your word tells us to love one another. Lord, we're going to start learning to love one another. Lord, we're going to start practicing loving one another. Lord, we're going to come to you, O Lord, and learn to apply the Word of God. For the Word of God is truth. It is truth, and it is freedom. There's freedom that comes in obeying God's Word. He's going to break some chains here this morning. He's going to break some addictions. He's going to break some problems. He's going to bring His Spirit to you this morning and set you free. If you're looking for freedom, the Lord says, raise your hands today, for I'm ready to set you free. Will you call out to me? Will you surrender? Will you call out to me today and say, Lord, today, Lord, I want to decide to follow you like never before. Lord, I want to run, oh God. Lord, I know the days are coming short. I know the days are clicking. I know, Lord, by looking around and seeing what's happening in this world, Lord, the time is growing short. So, Father, today, Lord, I want to dedicate my life again. Lord, if I have fallen short, forgive me, O God. Lord, your word tells us to confess with our mouth and to believe in our heart. So, Lord, we believe in our hearts, O God, today. Lord, we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Your word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Before that day comes, Lord, I'm ready to do it right now. You are Lord of all. You are Lord of my life. Giving you glory and honor and praise in everything we do, Lord, as we walk closer and closer and closer with you, O God. Lord, we draw closer to you today. We surrender, O God. We surrender. We surrender. Tired of the fight? Tired of the struggle? Tired of trying to do it in your own strength? The Lord saying today, will you come to me? Do you know I can make your life easier? Do you know I can make your life better?
Do you know I can bring you the joy of the Lord? Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God deliver you from anything. He can deliver you from anything. Say anything. Hallelujah. If you've got children in children's church, go deliver those poor workers. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hope to see you next week. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. Tell them you love them. What?